You know other traders are making consistent money in the stock market. So what's it going to take to improve your trading results? Another indicator? Another strategy? You might get lucky once or twice with these surface adjustments. But for lasting improvement in your trading process, what you really need is another way of looking at the charts. Get a realignment of your technical analysis skills with a trading course from Technotrader.
Hi everyone. Today we're going to talk about the stock market and government shutdowns. A lot of people are very worried about the government shutdown, and rightly so, because it just shows a dysfunctional government. We're not going to get into the politics of it, but we're going to talk about what happens with the stock market. Are your stocks safe? Is the market going to crash? And actually, shutdowns of the government have occurred many, many times. It's a way to get Congress and Senate to look at each other and say, hey, we need to do something, because people get pretty upset. And it is a very negative thing to happen. It happened a lot to Reagan during his administration. It frequently occurred because he was trying to make a lot of changes and people didn't like them. A lot of the Democrats didn't like him. A lot of the senators didn't like it. A lot of Congress didn't like it. But ultimately, his goal was to pull us out of a very long-term recession of the 70s and get things moving again. And he had some ideas. And of course, anytime a president really tries to change the status quo, there's going to be a lot of people who don't like it. Senators and congresspeople have very strong opinions. They may or may not be what their constituents believe, but they have a very strong opinion of them, and so they often will battle with the president. Jimmy Carter also saw a lot of arguments and debates going on and a lot of shutdowns of the government during his time frame. Of course, Bush saw a few. Clinton also saw some. Ford saw some. There's quite a few. If you go onto the internet and type in U.S. government shutdowns, you can get an entire list dated by president and what was going on, who controlled Congress, who controlled Senate, and what the debate was about. Issues that are highly sensitive and that are a major shift from what we have been doing to what we will be doing in the government causes these shutdowns. Something has to be done, whether it's right or wrong, isn't the issue as much as something needs to be done. And so people are very emotional, very high-strung, and it causes the government to shut down. So what does that mean for the stock market? We have to take a look and see what the stock market might do during these shutdowns. What happens if the debt ceiling is added to this? Is this going to cause even more conflict? We need to just understand what the stock market thinks about all of this and how it's going to behave during these shutdowns. When the government shuts down, it's not going to shut down everything. It's going to keep military going. It's going to keep certain what's called necessary services going. They're not going to turn off Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, the essentials. They will shut down things like benefits for poor mothers with children and things that they can get away with because those people have no voice. They certainly aren't going to do anything to damage those who have a lot of voice or a lot of clout. There's a lot of lobbyists going on in our politics, even more than ever before. Millions and millions of dollars are being thrown at this debate, and the senators and Congress are under the pressure of money more than constituents, and so they're battling it out, trying to solve it. The whole goal of democracy is to collaborate, to come to some sort of negotiable agreement, and to move forward. So hopefully they can do this in short order. It would be miserable for government workers. It's going to be miserable for those who depend upon the services of the government. It's going to be very disappointing for people who want to go to national parks and other things like that. So it does cause a lot of problems, and it does cost the government millions to billions of dollars, depending on how long it lasts. So it can be a real problem, but it is not something that is unique or new. A lot of people think that this is something that's very novel. A lot of times what it came down to is not Congress or the Senate having the conflict amongst themselves, but the conflict being between the President and Congress and Senate in unity. So when the Congress and Senate agreed, but the president didn't, then this had a completely different impact on the government and what went on. The problem is the Congress and the Senate are not agreeing in addition to the disagreements with the president. This is what causes the shutdowns and all kinds of conflicts and problems. And whenever you have something that's this emotional and this charged, people are going to react and be very, very upset about things. So what you have to do is consider, how is this going to impact your stocks? How is this going to impact your mutual funds? How is this going to impact your pension funds? Are you at risk for your job and this type of thing? And how long does it last? And what kind of damage does it do to the economy? And what does that mean for the stock market? So today we're talking about the stock market and how it's going to react to the shutdown. And in fact, a lot of people started selling their stocks, trying to redeem their mutual funds, and getting ready for a major catastrophic event with the stock market. And if you go and look at the stock charts of the Dow over the years when all of these different shutdowns occurred, whether they were just for a few days or for many days, you will find that the stock market really doesn't react much to the shutdowns. And this may be a huge surprise to a lot of you because you think, oh, it's going to damage the economy. Oh, it's going to cause all kinds of problems. People are going to be unemployed and on and on and on. Well, the government does contribute to the economy, but not in the way that most people think. And the stock market is about the business of businesses. It is all concerned with the corporations, companies, whether they're small caps, large caps, giants, conglomerates, mega conglomerates, or whatever. They are concerned about the growth of those businesses. So what's happening with companies, what's happening with business matters to the stock market the most. Because that is what the stock market is all about. It's not about how we're being governed. It's not about how we're gaining health care or whether we can get health care or not. It's not about the other issues that upset either the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or whomever. It's about the business of businesses. Are businesses going to grow? Is the economy going to grow? The stock market grows first. When we come out of a bear market, the first thing that happens is the stock market starts to rise because a whole lot of stocks are undervalued. In other words, their price is below the value of the company behind the stock. And when that happens, all the wisest people who will buy stocks when everyone else is just sure that the world is coming to an end and they shouldn't buy stocks. In 2009, the giant institutions went into a buying spree, buying up stocks at bargain prices, rock bottom prices, because they knew that the bottom had come because businesses had started to improve. Now, how did they know that businesses were improving? Well, first of all, a lot of businesses laid off a lot of people. And you can think, oh, well, that has to be a disaster. But for a business, the largest expense for a business is its payroll. And corporations, when they know that they're going to have a downturn in revenues, will lay people off. This doesn't mean that it's kind. This doesn't mean that it's right. This is just business. When you're an investor, you have to look at things differently than when you're just a wage earner or working for a big corporation and they lay you off and you're very angry, and rightly so. But the stock market is about the business and what's right for the business. And if the business has to hold on to a lot of people and pay payroll that it can't afford to pay, that's going to hurt the business. So then the wise investors, the giant institutions, are going to sell that stock and the stock value is going to go down. And then the company is going to be in even worse trouble because the shareholders are unhappy. They may fire the officers, they may fire the board of directors, which they can do. The shareholders can control the board of directors and fire or hire whomever they please if they have enough share votes, and the board of directors hires and fires the officers. And if the shareholders aren't happy with how the company is being managed, then they will fire the board of directors. So the board of directors will tell the officers of the corporation, you must lay off so many people because we're going into a recession or we're having a contraction phase of the business and you cannot have all those employees. So the officers do due diligence and lay people off, and people are very upset and angry, and rightly so, and go on unemployment lines. And this is what happens, and this is something that the stock market wants to see, because then the company can reinvent, retrench, cut costs, cut down all kinds of expenses that are unnecessary, any excess wasteful things that are eliminated, and then the company can recover. It can start reinventing and growing, and then the stock value will move up. This is not about the morals of laying someone off or anything. This is simply giving you the viewpoint of the stock market, the giant institutions, and what they expect to see. Since the giant institutions control about 50% of the stock of all the big blue chips, some they hold a very high percentage in, and sometimes it's a very low percentage, but they also hold small caps, and they may hold as much as 80 or 90 or 95% of the small caps because small investors are afraid to buy young companies. They fear young companies and think they shouldn't invest in them because they think that they're too dangerous. They think that their money is safe in a big blue chip, which is not necessarily true. It's just a point of view. So the stock market is looking at the government shutdown and is going, what companies is this going to harm? If it continues a month, then they're evaluating the stocks in terms of what happens if this goes on for a month, what kind of exposure do we have in each of these stocks, and should we start rotating out of these stocks to lower our exposure to this company having lower revenues and earnings next quarter? And so we have to ask ourselves as investors, what exposure do we have? Is the U.S. government going bankrupt was a question that I received the other day. No, it's not going bankrupt. Does this mean that the stock market's going to crash? No, it does not. The stock market isn't about the government of the United States. The stock market is about the corporations of America. And if the government does continue with a shutdown, it's going to cost billions of dollars to the government. So the taxpayers are going to have to pick up that bill. But that is not necessarily going to damage the majority of corporations and what they do. The two are separate in many, many ways. And I know this is really hard to understand, but you need to realize that corporations often can, by lobbying, control a lot of the things that come out of the government. The legislation, the new laws, the new acts, they try to control these. A lot of times, the banks in the past were able to control the regulations that they were having. And over the past decade, deregulation of banks came about because they were able to lobby Congress and Senate and say, we want you to deregulate us so we can do these other investments and make more money. And by lobbying thus, they were able to eliminate a lot of the regulations that were put in after the Great Depression to protect us so that we would never, ever, ever have a Great Depression again. And because those regulations were eliminated by Congress and Senate, and they're the only ones that can, and of course the president in that time also signed that bill, then they allowed the banks to be deregulated, which caused the banking debacle because without the regulations, the banks were able to do whatever they wanted and they were all about making a lot of money very quickly in real estate. So now that the banks are re-regulated and they're not very happy about it, things are settling down in the stock market and many things are going back to proper investment strategies and proper investment risk. Investment risk is a huge part of every concern in the giant institutions, and the banks are part of the sell-side institutions. They're all concerned with compliance. They must comply to these rules and regulations. They must lower their risk. They must assess their risk differently, and this changes everything about the investment community. The stock market has been moving up with periodic corrections since 2009, and even though the economy has been struggling, the stock market has not been struggling. The stock market corrects intermittently because it becomes overspeculated, and then some sort of bad news comes along that causes people to panic and sell. Should you be selling your stocks right now? Well, that depends what stock you're in, the risk that you're in, whether you're in profit or whether you're in loss. There's many, many factors. It's not just, oh, the government has shut down, so I need to sell my stocks. That's a bad reason to sell the stocks. A good reason to sell the stocks is that there's high risk of the company contracting or going into a cyclical trough, or that you bought it at the wrong time and so you paid too much for it and the purchase was very high risk. You have to evaluate your stocks, and one way to evaluate your stocks is to learn to read stock charts. This is critically important because the fundamentals are represented in the stock charts. So the stock market is not going to collapse because the government has a shutdown. In fact, after shutdowns, after things come back, a lot of times what happens with the stock market is it'll have a period where it really moves up strongly. If you check the dates of the prior shutdowns, especially those that lasted for any length of time, a few days to a few weeks, you will see that the Dow went flat or retraced a little bit during the shutdown, and then after the agreement was settled and the government came back online, the stock market resumed up. So selling now may be not a good idea depending upon whether or not you bought the stock at a right time for low risk or whether you bought it with high risk. If you bought a stock at high risk, then it could go down significantly regardless of whether this shutdown is short-term or long-term. The stock market is going to move by itself independent of the shutdown. Every stock going into earnings season, The institutions have already evaluated these stocks. They've already done the analysis. They've gone to the company. They've sent out their analysts to the company. And these analysts have sat with the CEO and the CFO. They've gone over the books and records. They've looked at what they've got going on. They've checked their forecasts. They've looked at the guidance. They've looked around the buildings and the plants and everything else. They have some idea of what their sales are. And they've already decided whether they're going to continue to hold, whether they're going to lower their exposure by selling some of the shares that they own but continue to hold others, or whether they're going to buy more shares. And they're going to do this long before the company announces its earnings release. Earnings releases cause stocks to move up or down, but it is not the giant funds that are causing the up or down move. They've already moved out of the stock, lowered their position, or raised their position at the time that the earnings are released. It is high-frequency traders, retail investors, uninformed investors, and small funds who move the price during earnings season. High-frequency traders love to have those orders there, and if it's a negative earnings release, they can jump in pre-market and drop that price, gap it down. And they do this all the time. They can also cause the stock to gap up with pre-market open orders as well. So this is what's causing prices to move in the earnings season. It's not going to have a lot of relationship to the shutdown unless the company is at great risk of having a significant contraction of their business, lower revenues next quarter because of the government shutdown. There aren't that many companies that are going to really feel that hard impact unless they are directly related to the government. I would think that any company that sells a lot of its products or services to the government, and if this lasts for any length of time, that company may be at risk to have lower revenues and earnings next quarter. So you have to look at it differently than, oh, my stock's at risk because the government's shut down. Your stock may or may not be at risk. If it's a company that doesn't have huge contracts with the government, then it may not be at risk at all. So you need to really consider this. So what should you do right now with your stocks that you're holding? You need to look at their stock chart. Even if you're a mutual fund investor, you need to look at your mutual fund charts. Everything is charted these days, so there's no excuse not to check periodically and see where they are in their trendline pattern. If you're a long-term investor, you'll want to use weekly, monthly, or quarterly charts to check to see where they are in their trendline pattern and whether they're at risk of a top or if they're in a correction or whether they're moving out of a bottom. You need to understand these because this tells you where it is in its cycle. Everything cycles up and everything cycles down. If a stock is moving up, at some point it will collapse. If it has collapsed, at some point it will move up unless the company goes out of business. Most stocks cycle up and down constantly over a period of years. Some have a yearly cycle, some have a 4-year cycle, some have a 3-year cycle, some have a 6-year cycle. It all depends on the business and their products and services and how those revenues and earnings grow. But all companies will get too big, they'll get sloppy, they'll have too much excess expenses, they will have inefficiency everywhere, and at that point they will peak and their stock value will collapse. You really need to learn more than you absolutely think you do. A lot of people think they can just read a technical analysis book or go to a seminar, a weekend seminar, or a couple-hour seminar, and they have all the information they need. Well, you have information, but you do not understand how to apply it in the 6 different market conditions. You do not understand the 6 different market conditions and what that means for investing or trading. You do not understand the cycle of market participants. There are 9 different market participants, and each one comes in and buys the stock at a different time, creates different price patterns. How do fundamentals impact technicals? What is fundamental resistance? What is technical resistance? How do you apply the knowledge that you have? What candlestick patterns and buy signals work best in a platform market? What candlestick signals work best in a velocity market? What candlesticks work best in a bottoming market? Each one is different. You need to learn these different aspects of it and have a complete trading process. The only reason retail traders do so badly and retail investors lose money in stocks is because they lack the education they need. They think they know what they need to know, but their education is full of holes and they don't have the information that they need to make the right decisions. No one deliberately makes a bad decision. You make decision based on the information at hand. but the information that you have at hand is sadly lacking. You can continue to have mediocre results, and if you're happy with this, this is just fine. But if you'd like to be as successful as the giant institutions and really exceed and do extremely well in the stock market, you're going to have to accept the fact that you need a proper education, you need far more knowledge, and you need a complete trading process, not just a strategy. If you think that you're serious about investing or trading to really make money rather than just dabbling and playing, maybe it's a hobby, that's fine. But if you're really serious, you need more education than you realize. Unfortunately, you investors and traders have no idea what you don't know, and this is what puts you in harm's way constantly. This is why the scam artists and the con artists and the get-rich-quick schemes are so prevalent, because you don't know the difference between a scam, a con artist, and a get-rich-quick scheme, and something that's actually giving you reliable, consistent information that you can depend on. So, in summary today, the stock market is going to react to quarter four, and so your stocks are really going to move, not because the government has shut down, but based on the business activities for that stock. What is the company doing? Is it going to grow or is it going to contract? Is it going to continue to have strong revenues and strong earnings? It has to have both. If it has strong revenues and weak earnings, bad idea. If it has weak earnings and good revenues, something else is wrong. They have to work in sync. They have to be in harmony. If you have lower revenues and increasing earnings, that's a big red flag. Something is seriously wrong. So take a look at your stocks, at their income statements, and also look at your charts and evaluate where you are in that stock. Are you at high risk or low risk? Use stop losses, and if you don't know what those are, you need to find out. And if you say they don't work, then you have no idea how to use them. Never, ever, ever use percentage stop losses, because the high-frequency traders know you do, and they will whack you out. So, there are many things to learn. I don't have commission salespeople. I don't need them. Our products sell themselves. It doesn't matter whether you're a mutual fund investor or want to become a retail trader. We're about financial literacy. We're doing this because we believe that every retail investor and every retail trader can do significantly better in the stock market. When the stock market does better, the economy grows and everyone benefits. This is Martha Stokes. Until next week, trade wisely, invest with knowledge.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technitrader. Technitrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders, and certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technitrader.com.